All Things Move, Learning to Look in the Sistine Chapel, written by Jeannie Marshall and read for you by Fiona Hyatt, published by Biblioasis in Windsor, Ontario. For Teresa Genereux Edgar and Mary Edgar Marshall and Nicolas Matteo Marshall here. Preface. Returning. It was early June, a humid morning heavy with dark clouds. The occasional fat drop of rain splashed down on the sidewalk, on my head, and on my shoes while I walked slowly, savoring the relative quiet of Rome's normally busy Via Ottaviano. The side entrance gate leading toward the Basilica di San Pietro, St. Peter's, lay straight ahead. Any right turn along this stretch from the metro station before reaching Piazza del Risorgimento would take me closer to the Vatican museums. In the past, I just followed the crowd, followed the touts and tour guides. But on this morning, on this almost empty stretch of sidewalk, I had to think about where I was going. This once familiar city now felt a little foreign. And so, weighing the options, I chose to turn onto a street with a coffee bar where I could drink a cappuccino before carrying on. This was during that hesitant period in 2020, while we were still absorbing the shock of a pandemic, and when we didn't know how to think about the future. Both the Vatican Museums and I had only just been given our liberty, or at least a measure of it, after nearly 3 months. The museums, along with the Sistine Chapel, had only reopened a few days earlier, and I was still getting used to going out beyond my own neighborhood. I'd grown accustomed to wearing a mask over my nose and mouth, but I wasn't yet used to the freedom to walk into a bar and order coffee. I sat outside under an umbrella, protected from the lethargic rain, and waited until the barman placed the cup on the table before removing my mask. I wanted to hold on to the moment and remember what it felt like to be out in the world again. But it didn't feel as I expected it would. It felt dangerous, and I felt anxious, as though the world had revealed itself to be something fragile, unstable, and unreliable. I went inside to pay and saw that the barman was just drying his freshly washed hands on a paper towel. He pulled on a new pair of latex gloves before taking my money. "We wished each other a good day, and good health too," he added. I sincerely wished him the same. Everything about that morning was different. The sidewalk in front of the high fortress-like wall that marks the perimeter of Vatican City was empty where it used to be packed with people waiting to enter the museums. A guard looked at the booking code on my phone and sent me directly inside along with a few other people. And though I was looking forward to wandering those halls and rooms without the usual crowd, though I had longed for years to see the Sistine Chapel frescoes without being squashed and trampled, I felt a sense of loss, as though the chapel, having been locked and left empty for weeks, had also revealed something about its fragility. Perhaps I hadn't completely understood before the extent to which the meaning in Michelangelo's frescoes lies in me and in all the people who come to see these images, that it is not fixed like the pigment in the plaster. Michelangelo painted the ceiling from 1508 until he finished in 1512. And then, after a gap of more than 20 years in which he witnessed war and plague, he returned to paint the Last Judgment on the altar wall in 1536. He changed after that experience, and I have changed too. Anyone who visits the Sistine Chapel after this disruption in our world will bring that corresponding event into the room, and meaning, ever shifting, will change, and we will have to acknowledge that we and it continue to reach toward each other, struggling to understand something that will not hold still. The historical interpretation, the agreed-upon story of what is being said in these images, is only part of the process of discerning what it all means. To stand in the room and look at the images and allow them into your life, to wrap themselves around your own memories, and to feel what a great work of art means to you is another thing entirely. To revisit after a big event in your life or in the world provides an opportunity to see the changes in you reflected in it. I wandered through the museums, through the gallery of paintings, outside on the terraces, and down the long corridors, and when I finally...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?